This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. Oh, Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I do this regularly, but I can't help it. I have to. They tell me not to. Michael, you don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless and thank you to the guys at America's Web Radio that bring the truth to the grassroots of the United States about the truth, the struggle for sovereignty and security, the greatness of the Jewish state to the United States. Thank you guys for all that you do. It is not possible. It would never be possible for this truth to get out if it hadn't been. I got an email from America's Web Radio, March of 2013. And they were watching my Facebook page, Orly Benning Davis. Glad to have you on the show, Orly.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Michael. You know, such a great addition to the state of Israel. We are really honored to have Michael Ganot here. Guys, you have to understand, this guy cheer up everybody. He is the blessing that God sends sometimes our way. And thank you for America for having such a son. Thank you, Michael, for being such a friend. Brotherhood of Man does exist, and you are an example for it. I cheer you. I want to bless you. I want to tell you that whatever you do for us will come 20 times better, 1,000 times to you and all American, because we love you, and your love that you share with us today help us to come through the day every day again and again.
Wow, I wasn't expecting all that. No, I appreciate it, Orly. Thank you. This all comes back to people working together.
Absolutely.
And the guys at America's Web Radio had been watching my Facebook page. I was doing volunteer work with the military.
Yes.
And they sent me an email and said, we want to know the truth about what is happening in Israel.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to say it. When I see how the media is, really, I got more credibility than CNN, ABC, CBS, and MSNBC.
Absolutely. They don't have a clue. For some reason, they're going and shop around to get some information from who knows what. And they're still having the rhetoric, the old rhetoric of the Palestinian regime, or whoever used to be, Arafat. Today, we have a different realization that the Palestinian does not accept the Jewish state. People in Israel understand that Jewish state is a threat to the caliphate idea of the Muslim. The Muslims want to take over all our holy places. Guys, this is a Judeo-Christian holy places. You cannot take over Temple Mount. Temple Mount belongs to all nations. It belongs to the Jewish people to have custody over it.
Right.
We have to preserve it. And for some reason, the world is silent and is giving the Muslim authority, the police force, and the man on the ground to throw up all archaeological artifacts from the site, to destroy all evidence of the Temple of Solomon, the Temple of, in the Second Period too. And, it hurts, because when you know that the tomb of Rachel, the mom, the matriarch of the Jewish people, only of the Jewish people, is under occupation of Palestinians, you're saying something is wrong.
Right.
We need to revise all the plan. I'm sorry, we need to go back to the boarding, to the table, and check if we can renegotiate, because I want the Temple Mount to be free for all religion. We would like to have the tomb of Rachel free,
right,
to all it's a matriarch. She needs to be freed for all the people, the women who wants to come and pray for her.
Right.
And then in Hebron, when you have the matriarch of the universe, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob been divided with the Sarah and Rebecca, divided by a wall that this is Muslim, this is Jewish. Children, talking about peace is talking about accepting each other. If you don't accept the metric at the patriarch, what are we talking about?
Right, right. No, and these are things that what Orly was saying, these are things the media doesn't even talk about. Like you said, the Muslims in Israel are trying to destroy all of the historical sites, the archaeological sites, anything. In fact, I'm glad you said that, because what a lot of people don't realize is, historically, that's what Rome tried to do. They're actually copying what Rome tried to do. And during that time, countries that dominated another, they took the people into slavery. They intermarried with them, so that they would breed them out.
Right.
And then they destroyed every semblance of their existence, or tried.
Right.
It's very hard to do. You can't hardly get by with
it. Well, hey, they succeeded pretty good. Israeli or the Jewish people are, you know, endangered species, if
right.
you like it or not.
Right.
We are 13 million and less all worldwide.
Right.
This is nothing. You're talking about the billion Muslims.
Right.
A billion Chinese, a billion and a half Chinese. We are talking about 13 billion, a million, God willing, a billion, that needs to fight. All these people want to destroy us again and again.
Right.
And it's all against the God of Israel,
right.
The God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the patriarch of all nations. I don't understand where they're going with this vision. I don't understand how America can be oblivious to the notion that they're trying to take over religion. They want us to be Israeli, the land of all nations. No, darling.
Right.
It was created in Balfour Declaration with the custody and with the leadership of Britain, Great Britain. King George was the one that they implemented. It was the Balfour Declaration,
which was in 1917.
Who declared that this place belongs to the Jewish people by divine rights.
Right.
This is the place where Jewish people come back to have a home. This is a home. And then what the Palestinians are trying to do, they are, for the last 5 years, they're trying to destroy all effort and ask the Brits to apologize for the Balfour Declaration. Hello?
Wow.
Yeah, I could see the Her Majesty the Queen. Yeah. No, not happening. Majesty the Queen, God bless you. We love you.
Yeah, and all that being said, and we've gotten into some things here that we're going to continue to get into. All that being said, thank you guys for America's Web Radio.
Yep, absolutely.
For Insight to Israel. Because this truth that we've been saying here is a truth that you get every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. in the Jewish state. Also want to say real quick, and then we're going to move forward.
Sure.
Thank you to everyone that we're doing a recording for a radio show. We got a great server here. What's your name?
Yar.
Michael Ganev. It's a pleasure. Yar just finished the IDF, and this is where I was going with this. Hershey's for Heroes.
Okay.
You just finished the IDF, the military, the Army.
Okay.
And what did you do in the Army, Yar?
I did in the Army. I was...
Come on and get closer. What'd you do in the Army, or in the military?
I've been, I don't know how to say the English, like the one who's...
Responsible for duty, people off duty that become the the reserve.
Ah, the reserve. Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Reserve. So during all the year, I need to take care about all their conditions.
Make sure the people in the reserve.
Because when there is actually war in Israel,
God
the one
yes.
we call to.
She organized them and she makes
like
sure.
80% is for just ones from the duty, not the young ones.
Right. So it's, you dealt with the people in the reserves, if I understand right. In case there was a war, you've got everything organized.
Yeah.
You send them to a different division so you know what they're doing and who is responsible. They have to go back to the unit, but sometimes their unit is not in the same place that they serve, so she's coordinating.
It's like 20% the one women are 18 or 19 and 20 that serves right now, and 80% of the people who are serving in the war is those ones. So
wow, or the reserves. Or the reserves. Wow. How old are you?
23.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Ma'am? You're awesome. Thank you for your great service. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who gives to Hershey's for Heroes.
For the idea.
To the Israeli Defense Force. If you don't know what Hershey's for Heroes is, you should go to Facebook and find it or Google it. Hershey's for Heroes is where Americans are sending thousands of Hershey's chocolate bars. Orly, I just got in 200 today.
Congratulations.
200 chocolate bars.
You're going to make another 200,
soldiers happy.
And this happiness will show around to the other. And the other will ask, what about me? So please say.
Right. They do. I get emails. Soldiers, where's my chocolate bar? I'm coming. I'm on my way.
You need to get more chocolate. And it's really easy. You just take the chocolate, you wrap them nicely, put the note, it said, IDF, we love you. God bless you. And Michael Ganeau, you're the man.
I'm just a man, but I'm glad for all the people who participate in Hershey's for Heroes. Listen, you'll see on the Facebook page, keep it simple. That's the first rule of business, KISS.
Right.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
Not all these soldiers really read English all the time.
Right.
A lot of them don't always speak English. But when they see that note, we love you, that's universal.
And when they write USA, we love that.
Right.
Yeah.
We pray for you, that's universal.
Right.
If you can't read a lick of English, most of the time you can read, we love you, we pray for you, we stand
Absolutely.
With you. So thank you to everyone who sends Hershey for Heroes. I need Americans to get involved. You must get involved. As the world shapes up, as the media lies about this great country, lies about these soldiers.
I don't understand that.
It's insane.
I don't understand. For some reason, they think that the soldier who carry gun, when they get attacked, they're not supposed to defend themselves. Hello,
right.
They have the gun. Their duty is to defend. They honor their country. Now, if they don't do that, it's like defecting from the army. I would suggest everybody to call again and think what a soldier should do. And if anybody thinks to blame a soldier for any wrongdoing, they have to look again what we've been doing all over the world.
Right. So thank you to everyone who contributes to Hershey's for Heroes. It is a huge, huge blessing to these soldiers. It's a morale boost, as you will see on the Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page. So, moving forward.
Yes, sir.
Orly Benny Davis. Folks want to know who you are. Who is this woman sitting here on a beautiful day in Tel Aviv?
A fantastic beach day.
Wow.
Oh, it's awesome. And
wow.
It's packed. It's
wow.
Packed.
Wow. Listen, you know what? I'm going to tell you. And I'm sharing, not airing, with the audience. I love the people here so much, and I love my job. I get to do what I've dreamed about. Most folks, a lot of people want to be here from the States.
Right.
They have responsibilities. They have, a family and car payments and bills. You know what, Orly? I'm going to tell you. I'm glad I don't have a wife and children. And I say that for this reason. I probably wouldn't be here.
You know, that man, many men would say that too.
They're the ones trying to get out of their responsibility. You know what I mean?
I know. But the thing about it, whatever, you took your time and you devoted your life for a duty or for a cause that you believe in. Now, just imagine, you are fighting for the life. You're bringing light to the life of, in the Holy Land, to the life of soldiers, to the life of people that, walk on the beaches or walk everywhere. And what your light brings can be a game changer.
We need
more people to come and join forces.
Right.
It's not a difficult country to hang around. We accept everybody.
It's a great country. The people are amazing.
So many different brands, colors, and the most beautiful women in the world, you know.
I have to say that. I do have to say that. Respectfully and honorably,
and
I say that.
And men, too. And everything is going right here. This
right.
is the heartbeat of the world. If you want to know anything that happens everywhere,
right.
you'll ask Israeli. He has a connection. He has an uncle. He has somebody, someplace that can be in touch with somebody to help.
Yeah.
We are helping it to the world. We are the batteries that get the machine going.
Right.
You should use us as a servant to God. We're not better. We are only a tool
right.
to make the world get better. And when you help the light and when you assist us, we're just doing a godly job.
Right.
And God is very pleased, and I'm sure he loves you a lot. And God will bless you because you're honest, truthful for God. And there is a soldier. I think he's missing your eye. No, it's the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy I said thank you to earlier.
Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful day here. And I'll tell you, Orly, that no matter what I go through, and I work a lot of hours, and a lot of people here do, but I'm thankful that I can take one, sometimes 1.5 days out of my time, and I get to see the Mediterranean. Now, I'm not trying to make folks jealous.
But they should.
But, you know,
the color of the sea today is awesome. And you know what? I saw the seagull coming back. I saw some birds. I said, hey, Michael, maybe you're calling upon them. Listen, it's getting better every day, and the world economic condition is so dire that they need to come to touch with God, connect
right.
to the tree of life, the truth, come to Jerusalem, pray before God, ask for mercy, ask for grace,
right, right.
ask for help, and ask a Jewish man, tell me, what do you would do? And you will have so many opinions, so many advice, that you'll come back home happy and with all new ideas, with the blessing of God, and also fulfilled.
Right.
Some fulfillment that the soul needs. It's not only about material goods. It's not about any necessity. It's about the moral, the spirit. And the spirit needs nutrition.
Right.
Here you're gonna get it.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. Orly, listen. Folks want to know who Orly Benny Davis is. Now, we met each other through a year ago.
More.
Yeah, it's been more than a year. Through a mutual friend. And I remember when I first met you, you have an interesting background.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Now,
God creates some condition that sometimes he said, hey, what's going on? And at the end of the road, you actually apply all the tools that he gives you, and you find yourself in the crossroad of very, very important decision
yeah.
that the world makes sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, I've been a blessed child since I was born because...
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Israel, Ramat Gan.
In Ramat Gan, that's where I live. I didn't know that.
I know. And, well, the hospital was in Jaffa, but I'm Ramat Gan, from Ramat Gan. And then when I was 15, I got transferred to Rome, Italy.
Let me ask you that.
Yes, sir.
Up until the time you were 15, what was it like? Because none of this was here. None of this, everything we see around us here in Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan?
The major hotel were there.
Right, right. Yeah. But a lot of the development now...
Yeah, that's true. There was just one exchange, diamond exchange. There wasn't more building.
Right.
All those high-rise building, Israeli and et cetera, yeah, not... You know, now it looks like...
Now, Azrieli's a mall, just for the listener's sake. Azrieli's a huge mall. It's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, like, but it's a high-rise that changed the ceiling and the view of Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
What I experienced...
Let me ask you this, and I normally wouldn't, but we're not in the States, even though you're still a lady and I respect you. I want to set up a time frame. How old are you? When were you born? I don't want to ask you... Let me ask you when you were born. How about that? I'll let folks have to worry about the
and map. I'm going to refuse to answer this question. Come on.
You won't?
Michael, there is a thing in public also. What does it matter? The matter is what you do and how your capability and the success that you can achieve things or
right.
create the difference.
Okay.
My walk in life is to serve God.
Right.
I remember it since I was a little kid that I was the one, the messenger to bring the tzedakah, it means like charity to the synagogue every Friday. I was
nice.
Yeah. So I grew up like that. After that, I went to Italy and I realized that anti-Semitism is well and alive there. So I had to stand for Israel.
So when you were 15 when you went to Rome, under what auspices did you
go? My parents opened the first kosher restaurant out of the ghetto. You know, the Jewish people were, you know, closed in the ghetto. It was 1978. It was it. Now I get it.
Wow, busted! You gotcha. Nobody. Hey, Americans are bad enough at math. Okay, so they're not gonna.
They're
not saying I love America. I don't want to be misunderstood.
Anyway,
so you were 15 when you went to Rome. What was that like as a 15-year-old?
It was dark in Rome. I remember all the graffiti was anti-Jews and
wow.
And the communist was in charge, and the Red Brigade was all over the place. It was a scary place.
What would compel your parents to go to Rome, if I can ask?
My parents are, my family...
Obviously, your father's an entrepreneur.
My family come from Libya, and in Libya, my family started a Zionist organization already in the 30s.
Wow.
So my grandfather was already a player, major player.
Yeah.
And from my side of my mother, it was Judaism, rabbinical procedure. So the connection was divine with Zionism, created the devotion to bring Judaism elsewhere and also to be proud enough to stand up for the Jewish state.
Wow.
And we become very powerful by our statement, and sure enough, we start pushing around people to see the difference. And Jewish people in the diaspora are suffering mostly.
Now let me say this. You use the word diaspora just to make our listeners familiar. Diaspora is Jews that live outside of Israel.
Right.
And for the record, let it be known that the world loves when you're in the diaspora. They can persecute you and they have no strength.
Right.
But when you're home, after 2,000 years...
We got the IDF.
You got the IDF.
And
yeah.
You come to shoot them out. You better believe it. Yes.
So
they know I will come after them in case they come. And we did in 76 with the Entebbe situation.
Entebbe with Yonatan Netanyahu, Bibi's brother. Should look that up on YouTube. If you've never heard of Yonatan Netanyahu.
Yoni
God Netanyahu. Y-O-N-I Netanyahu. Find it on YouTube. You will see this man's life. He was an extraordinary young man.
Exactly. And this was extraordinary effort. With, of course, Lockheed Martin airplane, the
C-130. Yeah, wow. So you were raised in Rome.
Yes.
How many years?
I was there until I was 27.
Wow.
I grew up to learn everything about merchandise, movie industries, and jewelry. I've been in jewelry for a long time there, so they teach me very well. I know my tool. Then I arrived to America to marry David. And
the man you...
I married.
Right.
And
now you lived in... I don't mean to interrupt you.
California.
In California.
In
okay.
LA.
Okay.
LA. We've been to LA for 9 years. Then we got invited to build Sun City in South Carolina.
How old were you when you got married?
27.
27.
Yes.
And then you moved to South Carolina, which I want to say as a side note, first of all, I want to acknowledge State Senator Tom Davis, who was actually on the radio show back in the fall.
Right.
And it was his first time in here in Israel.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for setting me up with him.
He's a nice guy.
He's a
nice
very friend. Nice man.
I would like to see other Senator Graham and Senator, I don't know if Greenwood will come, but I know that Congressman Sanford is supposed to come, and Congressman Joe Wilson, my dear
Joe Wilson, love him.
We love Joe Wilson. We respect him. I think he's one of the
best.
and he is working very hard to stay with the right and to do the right thing for the troop, because he's on the subcommittee of troops in the USA, and I trust him real with all my heart.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. Now, for the listeners, we're not sitting in a bar. You can hear Snoop Dogg on the radio.
Yeah,
we're in a coffee shop looking at the sea. We're actually inside, but the windows are all open.
It's lunchtime.
So we've got...
everybody in bathing suit, and it's like... Listen, Monte Carlo in a different level.
Yeah.
It's like people.
Yeah. Thank God it's not as expensive as Monte Carlo. It's expensive enough, but we're not at that level.
Listen, we can recognize today that we have the Nice Film Festival that recognized for the first time the Israeli producer. And
I heard about that.
Yes. Globus and Golan, Yoram Golan, were recognized by the International Film Festival. It's something, an achievement.
Yeah, because most of those folks are leftists. And to acknowledge it, an Israeli Jew.
No, hold on a second. Most of them are Judah.
Okay, but it's still leftist.
Yeah, but they're leftist, yes.
That's the bad part.
But you can overlook a guy like Globus that makes so much movies and
right.
spends his time making actions and also succeeding in America.
Yeah.
And this International Film Festival is something interesting because we want to replicate it and make one in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Because we deserve, the Americans deserve to have a International Film Festival. We're Hollywood. Come on. America
right.
is Hollywood.
Right.
You see, to be an American, Israeli American, it makes you feel like you're united between two identities.
Yeah. Let me ask you. You lived in the States in South Carolina.
Yep.
And you have two. I'll tell you, I haven't met your children. Did I meet your daughter?
No.
No.
No,
but I will tell you, talking to your son on the phone, he's in college right now, getting ready to graduate.
He graduated from the IDC, International Diplomatic Center.
Center in Herzliya here next to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, one of the most incredible institutions in the Middle East on international level. And he graduated in the International School in English and Communication. So now he's into digital media.
Digital media.
Means he collects all the information, news that the people are seeing all over the globe.
Wow.
Go through them, censor them, and decide what the network should pay attention to.
Right.
It makes you think that we need to pay attention more to the digital media
right.
and have not, you know, kids sponsoring. We need to have like a newspaper board to the digital media,
right.
looking at the material, selecting and understanding how can we connect and influence and make news valuable again. Come on.
Right. Yeah. It's
they
not.
They become so
it's
lazy.
It's not so much lazy. It's catering.
It's like
you're catering to an ideology because it's the way that the world's going. Unfortunately,
you get a newsman into lunch, and then you feed them some information about something, and he takes it. You know
right.
why to go? You know why to go and search what's going to happen?
Right.
Why to see why Israel exists? Come on, guys. Why do you think that in all 20 years of negotiation, the Palestinian couldn't create nothing? They didn't create any institution.
No, they've never done anything to contribute to the world.
And stay in villages of, villages that confine people. It's like camp, refugee camps. They never dissolved the refugee camp. And the United Nations is actually catering to them in milliards of dollars, of course. But
billions.
They keep them in the refugee camp.
And let me say
break
this.
The refugee camp.
Let me add to that by saying, and then we're going to get back on track, but I think it needs to be said. I've seen some of these refugee camps. Those houses are pretty nice. Some of those homes, what are considered...
They are the powerful one. The idea is like this. If you want liberty, if you want to be responsible to your own people, please, do. But you cannot make the United Nations body for the Palestinian pay all you do.
This is Michael Gineau with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Ganot. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security. This is Michael Ganot with the Middle East Research Center Limited, bringing you insight to Israel, the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And we covered a few things, talking about, and we use the word Palestinian. Let me educate some of the audience who may not know, and you should look this up for yourself. The word Palestinian came from the Romans who wanted to, when they took over the Jewish state, and the whole known world at that time, they wanted to do away with all semblance of the Jews living here, being of the Jewish kingdom. And so one of the greatest enemies of Israel were the Philistines. That's where the word Palestine comes from, Latin. And there's never been a Palestinian quote-unquote people. A lot of these folks are from Jordan, Syria. There's never been a Palestinian government. There's never been a Palestinian currency.
Entity, yes.
Judicial system. There's never been Palestinian voting. They certainly aren't a democracy.
We have to recognize that they name themselves. It's like a nickname for a nomadine that passed through this area.
Right.
And they kept it through the years.
Right.
So they chose to keep that name, and they're become a part of the land because they were sitting here. But it wasn't never theirs, and they never owned it. And just remember, every time somebody else owned this land, there was devastation.
Nothing. There was nothing here.
And God doesn't let it flourish, only under the Jewish sin.
You know, that's amazing. God, you're right. God doesn't let it flourish.
Yeah, it's a fact.
That's why in 66 years, Israel's number one, not the United States, not China, not the EU, not Russia. Israel is number one in technology, agriculture, medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work you do around the world and that you send to the Gaza Strip. 70% of the electric and water comes from Ashkelon. Look at a map, listeners.
Come from the Israeli cities.
And you pay the higher price.
We support them, and we also transfer money to them. Like taxes, whoever works here, we don't collect taxes on their worker.
See, I didn't know that.
We bring
if they
back,
have a work visa to get into the country.
Yeah, and we pay back the taxes. So we actually trying to maintain a normal agreement. However, they're walking to the in the street with the map of all Israel as a part of
Palestine.
Their land. It's a lie, and it's about time that this joke will be end.
Right. No, I agree with you.
This is okay. We got it. You guys try to. It's yours. You don't have a proof. We have a temple first, second. We have agriculture. We have also the Bible. Excuse me.
Right.
Everybody is holding something.
And that counts more than anything.
Hey. We have some fact, artifact to give us the recognition that this is ours. And on top, Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish state.
Right.
Something that none of the world want to recognize. And this is a call to the world and the world leaders and the world leaders everywhere, all over the world, in the Arab nation, in Australia, America, everywhere. Children of the world, needs to have a respectful place before the Holy Mighty Kingdom. They need to recognize Jerusalem as the holy city of the world and also the capital of the Jewish state.
Right.
Just because we are the custodian. This is the land. Nobody owns this land forever. It's God's land. He takes it
right.
And you give it away wherever you want. And the way they keep on writing on Temple Mount there, I know for a fact that if they keep it up like this, desecrating the holy stuff, God will not be happy.
Right.
I don't want, we don't want to do anything to them. We don't want any, we want to have a holy temple to build for all nations to come and pray. We have no problem with them praying, you know, in their temple or whatever.
Their mosque.
We just need to understand that desecration of Holy Land is like a kicking out the lice of the world.
Right.
And they're doing it again and again, and we must stop them. We need to call on the sacred places to be protected. And that's something that doesn't happen here. And the police of Israel cannot do it because we have the WACs that intimidate, throw stones, whistles, whatever.
We see it all the time in the media. They blame the Israelis, but we see it all the time in the media where you have the kids throwing rocks. And these things do some very powerful damage to soldiers, civilians. And let me say this. I'm glad you said that, because one thing that I've realized, a lot of things I've realized since I've been here, one thing I've realized is while all of the world is God's creation, this is God's chosen land set aside for his people. And it's amazing to see.
I have to add something
okay.
to your preservation. This is God's place.
Right.
Our duty is to make it holy for God to dwell among us. You guys don't understand that any time you kick the Jews and the Judaism out and we cannot respect God and preserve, make a holy place for him, we are kicking God from our might.
Right.
And this is like the force. This is our force. It's like, what do he ask? He asks, give me a house and I will dwell upon you.
Right.
He wants to dwell. Now they don't let us be.
Right.
And if he wants to come, it's like a father, visitors. He want to be among us, and they don't let us. And they throw a stone and said, "You out." But I want to pray to God of Israel.
Right.
I believe in God of Israel.
Right.
I worship him. I love him so much, and I want to build a place to honor him. And I want to come and pray for him and say, "Hallelujah!
Right.
You are back home and welcome among us,
right.
the mighty kingdom." Of the world.
Amen. Amen. And you know what's interesting, Orly? Even now, while there is no temple, the great thing is that while there's no temple to pray to God, our body is the temple of God. And we can have God in our life.
Yeah, he
can. And until that happens, then we can thank God every day with our very being and our existence. And
our
it's beautiful.
Our temple is only a preparation
right.
for us to receive the grace.
Right. The Messiah. Messiah.
Messiah is the one that's going to connect us. He's going to build the temple. And he's going to bring all the people from the Jewry, from the diaspora, and collect them in the holy place. And also, he's going to kick somebody's butt.
You're right. Isaiah says that he will rule the nations.
Forget my friend.
No, it's okay. That he will rule the nations with a rod of iron. I almost see it like a shepherd. You know, when the sheep get out of line, he smacks them on the head.
It's little. It's not. You know, there is not going to be magic. It's going to be a man that is going to speak to nation and use his mighty force when people try to kill us. And Iran, she has to see it coming.
Right.
And I'm telling it honestly. Iran, guys, not a problem if you stop trying to, you know, hurt Israel. If you keep it going, it will happen. Now it can be happen tomorrow.
Right.
So just get ready. I know I'm Iranian people. I love some of them. They're my friend. We dance and cheer. But hello, You know, if your government wants to, we love to use what we can do to protect ourselves, and nobody can blame us.
No, no. You know, Orly, I want to kind of backtrack here just a little bit, and then we're going to move forward. I want to talk about, you lived in South Carolina.
Right.
We kind of veered off a little bit, and that's okay. We're telling some good stuff here.
Yes, sir.
Because it's important for people to know, who is this woman sitting here talking with Michael Gannon, saying all this truth? But who is Orly Benny Davis? You lived in South Carolina. You're very active politically there.
Right. I ran for United States Senate in 2003-2004 primary race for the Republican Party. Of course, I ran against the giants, which I respect. They are still my friends until today. They were government, congressman, attorney general, senator, and mayor of a great city there. The idea was to make a stand for what I care for.
Right.
I care for America. I care for the world. And every time people think, well, you're not a real American. How can you run for Senate? No, no. I understand the world from my perception, and I love America to serve in it. And when you're a servant of God, you can serve in Timbuktu if you want. It
right.
doesn't matter.
Right.
You have to do your duty. And if you see my life, I went to from Israel, that I used to bring charity when I was little, you know, without, you know, and not being afraid from all the dogs around, because they said a person who has charity in his hands and go for a good cause never get damaged. Remember
right.
that.
Right.
So I was protected by God. Then go to Italy and fight anti-Semitism, people that wanted to throw Jews again and again, and I would say, hey, we're not all the same. There are people in opinion, so let us be. And sure enough, I helped there. Then to go to L.A. to work for Charity for Children, helping children with the rec fund, helping an orphan, helping paralyzed kids to get what they need, to get an incubator to a hospital in Ashkelon that they had one. You know,
so at the same time, while you were in the United States, you were helping Israel from the United States.
I was helping children constantly. I was helping also America. Remember, my connection in Italy is also a connection for America's sake. So every time something was going, we'll plug the Italian hat and we say, what's going on? You guys have to chill with America. And so you become a voice for America's sake, too.
Right.
It's connected, because if America keep Israel safe, I have to keep America safe, too. You
right.
know, it makes sense.
And when you bless Israel, you'll be blessed.
Amen.
So.
Absolutely. So what do we have? So then I become, of course, active in AIPAC. I've been with AIPAC 18 years, I guess, a lobbyist. So I connected with all the members of Congress, informing them of the truth, giving the paper about the treaties, understanding what we actually doing in the Middle East, giving them an insight from inside and my perception from a girl that came from here. So they understood it, and of course Joe Wilson, Congressman Joe Wilson, used me as a constant advisor for the Middle East. He knew that I can trust my word, and thank God, you know, we're still friends. I always deserve, you know, give him truth. He deserved truth, and nothing but the truth.
Right.
So help me God.
So now, you did a lot of work in the Knesset too.
Yes, I opened on the forum of international forum of the Knesset in Facebook, but I also become a member of that body, that it's NGO kind of quasi governmental one, that advise for the international arena to tell what the member of Knesset are doing. Because sometimes you get, this is an extreme right guy, he's nuts, look what he's doing. And you say, no, he's not nuts, he's doing something. The only thing, if the lefty like to reflect the extreme on him and try to throw him to
the
wall.
Yeah, the left lies about the right.
Yeah, you need to stop that. So when you call the bluff, you get keep informing the people. They have not much range to play with you.
Right.
And you see them coming because you know their agenda. Their agenda is to do anything against Jewish state. We have a big foundation that called the Israeli Fund, the new Israeli Fund.
And they're very left-wing.
Masqueraded in the beginning as the Israeli Fund, which is famous and honorable. They created with 800 miniature organizations that work worldwide for peace of the world, but take away Judaism from the land of the Jews.
Right.
Like, extinct God of Israel.
Right.
When you want to take Judaism, it means, like, the extent. How you kill people, you take their faith.
Right.
How you kill, a nation, you kill our belief. You have to make sure that Judaism is preserved like endangered species.
Right. No, Judaism, as many of the listeners probably know, and if they don't, they need to inform themselves, that for a Christian, this is the basis and foundation for what we believe from the
right.
beginning.
It's a Judeo-Christian.
And the basis and foundation for the United States, for American principles. I mean, it's all in our Constitution that you can see Mosaic law throughout the entire writings. And as much as that is even being attacked and history being rewritten by the left, that takes away from who we are as a people. That takes away from who you are as Jewish people. That takes away from who I am as a Christian. And, if we lose that, then all of society will be plunged into darkness, because then there's no moral compass. There is no foundational principles on which we have a structured civil society. You have three types of laws. You have the civil law, you have the moral law, which is the law of the conscience, caught and shown in the Bible.
Right.
Then you have the civil law, which is derived from the moral law,
right.
The law of the conscience. And then for the Jewish people,
spiritual.
You have the ceremonial law,
spiritual.
Which is the sacrificial law.
Spiritual.
Right.
No, I have to tell you and to emphasize it. In this day and age, the light is winning. They cannot take away anymore. The internet created information everywhere.
Right.
We don't believe the politician. We go and check it ourselves.
Right.
We don't believe the newspaper. We go check it ourselves. We actually be there. We send information between us. It's all connected, so nobody can manipulate the knowledge base. And sure enough, nobody can bring us to a darkness of destruction of somebody. The manipulation of Second World War cannot exist because we are too scattered all over the world.
Right.
As American, as globalized people, we're all over. Look around. You know how many countries are represented on this beach in this moment?
Right.
You're like, from all over the world, you can see a flag from,
from Ireland,
everywhere.
From South Africa,
French, Italian, Spanish, Australian,
and these are all Jews that came home from the diaspora.
No, there are many non-Jews too, because Israel, for some kind of miracle, as always, become the most attractive place in the world right now, because here something is happening.
Right.
All the rest of the world is like frozen. It's like an ice age. Nothing is happening there.
Right.
They need to come here, put their idea in place, sit by the beach, talk to some people, and sure enough, their machines start working, and you go home, and they have a new product. And then they said to us, oh, we might spy on you. No, no, darling. We don't spy on them. We create the idea. You guys only materialize it.
Right.
So if we have, we need to get rights on our ideas.
Right.
Maybe in the beginning, then you can blame, whoever that was spying. I think that it's ridiculous and it's really out, not well spoken for the American administration to even consider blaming the Jews, the one that knows to make money, the one that makes to develop everything. They're more initiative and the most brilliant man, Nobel Peace Prizes for their idea. No, darling.
Now, what you're talking about is, just to bring the listeners up to date, John Kerry made a statement where he said that the Israeli people they're always taking everybody else's ideas.
Oh, yeah. He said that a few weeks ago. That's fresh.
Yeah, that was pretty insulting.
We manage the world economy. We manage the world newspaper, the world, Hollywood. We manage every function because we have the mechanism. We know how it plays. And for some reason, people think that, kill the genius. No, this time it's not. This is the genius, does work. And it's it's Israeli, it's a Jew. What can you do? Just trust them. Trust them. You got Fisher now that is working as a in the bank, the reserve. And you're going to expect a great improvement because you got the right man on the job.
Right.
That's it. It's over now. You cannot blame him. You cannot create anything anymore without understanding that you have to take one piece of Israeli chip into your telephone in order for it to work.
Right.
You need one chip of Israeli invasion to your medical product to work. You have to have one chip of anything to make, the flourish the desert, because the Israeli prepare. And they have, come on.
There's so many things you've invented.
1,000 years of knowledge. It's like, you can't take 1,000 years of knowledge and say, oh, it doesn't exist. No, you took it away from me. No, no, darling. But what I expect from American to come and build here a university instead of spending $3 billion on weapons to keep the conflict going. No, America, we want to stop fighting. We want to create a university where we can join forces and learn together, create some kind of nucleus of information that can bring America back, America ability back to the world economy, and take control, and Israeli can use university, can use the power of, we have little resources.
Right.
But when you condition us to take resources only to kill people, sure enough, they'll kill people.
Right.
We want resources to study. We want resources to help development medicine. We want resources to develop and flourish agriculture so we can go to Africa and create the new food bank of the world. People, it's over. We need to work together. It's a new day. It's a new age. America can do it. Israel loves you.
America, I will tell you this, though, Orly. America has to repent first to God. You can't have homosexual marriage and 1 million babies a year being aborted.
I have to tell you something.
You have to repent.
We have to leave it between America and God. Okay?
Right. But you won't see a prosperity come back to the United States and a blessing until we repent.
In Judaism, you said you can win your world in 1 minute.
Right.
You do one grace thing in the right time, like doing the right thing to save the day, you can win God's grace. So don't discourage. You can win it back.
Right.
All right?
And that's through repenting first and then doing the right thing.
Trust me. God knows His work. We're not here to try to do it. We're just trying to serve Him.
Right. So, okay. So, first of all, I want to say thank you. You have been very instrumental in connecting me with good people in the government. You actually helped me extend my visa. And I want to say thank you for you being a part. You being a part of the Knesset and being that voice to both countries.
Well, I'm only a part that bugged the Knesset to free
the bugs
Temple
the Knesset
Mount, the free Temple Mount, and give us some hope to pray on Temple Mount. And I'm a voice in the Knesset to ask them to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and create a new constitution. America can come on, help us build a new institution for constitution that will build the Holy Land. It will be that act of grace that God can forgive you.
Right.
Act of grace. You bring the humanity, the Bill of Rights to the Holy Land. This will be something amazing.
Right.
I hope one day soon. Amen.
There's a lot of people, thank God, in the United States, in spite of what our government's doing, which is, it boggles my mind what the American government is, how it's funding Islam, how it's arming Islam. Right now we have the Islamic rebels in Nigeria that kidnapped 200 Christian girls, slaughtered their families. We found that those weapons that this Boko Haram, the Islamic group, we found that those weapons had come from the United States because when our embassy was burned in Libya, those weapons were actually supposed to go to Turkey and then on to the Syrian rebels, which are Muslim, fighting Bashar al-Assad, but they got in the hands of these Boko Haram. So now American troops and Israeli troops, a joint effort that are looking in Nigeria for these 200 kidnapped Christian young girls that are going to be sold into slavery. They're now fighting this Islamic group with American weapons that the Islamic group owns. So one of the things in our reconciliation with God is the fact that we have to stop arming and funding Islam.
Whatever goes around comes around.
And right. And, you know, I thank God, and I think it's only seen through the people that listen to the radio show, that give to Hershey's for Heroes. This is a small fraction of Americans that, in spite of the difficult times we're going through, we still love Israel.
Oh, we love Israel because it's God's place.
Right.
If you love God, you must love Israel.
Right. You can't say with one side of your mouth you love God and then say...
Yeah, it's impossible. And I want to call the world attention to the fact that the Tomb of David is being jeopardized by the idea that the Vatican is going to take it as a Christian site.
Right.
The Tomb of King David.
Right, the Jewish
King. The Pope is coming next week to Israel.
Big event.
We need to make sure that no hands pass through those gates. I want to bless you. I want to pray with you. I want to create a channel, open channel to whoever wants to talk and understand that use Michael. Michael is a great source of comfort to the Jewish people. And whatever we can do to help connect more people and bring them here,
right,
we'll do our share. And this is God's land. Everybody's welcome in God's name, of course.
And I'll tell you, since I've been here in almost 2 years, I have been... Wow, it's amazing how the people have been, like, so good to me.
Why not? You're a good boy.
I thought only my mother used to think that, but I appreciate other folks thinking it. But, no, it's amazing, and with the misconceptions and the lies in the media about the greatness and the kindness, the gentleness, the compassion, and the love that the Jewish people have, that gets poured out on
Israeli,
me every day.
Israeli, come on. We're Israeli. The Israeli are cool people. We are the new kid on the block now. People likes us. I know that everybody want a piece of us. Come.
Good or bad, everybody wants a piece of it.
Good luck. Good luck. And anybody wants to buy a home, you know, we'll be happy to connect with Michael and I'll find a place.
Yeah, we need to get more Americans here. And listen, if you're listening to the radio show and you want to come to Israel, Orly and I'll help you out. Maybe we can do some fundraising if you're poor. If you're Jewish and listening, you need to come home anyway.
What we're going to do is we'll give you a perspective. You have to come in peace. You have to come with love. You have to come to see the people. And sure enough, you're gonna get involved in exciting things, and you understand
exciting.
Why everybody loves in Israel and why everybody understands how amazing this place is. And by the way, God is in control here.
Right.
No Israeli control. No. Occupation of anything. We only serve God. God is the boss here.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's great stuff. Orly, we have a minute and a half left, and I want to say thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you know, I want to address the listeners just for the next minute. Number one, again, thank you for giving to Hershey's for Heroes. And number two, Insight to Israel needs your support. And I'm sharing, not airing, because I'll never complain, because I love what I do. But I gave up everything in the States, and it wasn't a sacrifice for me. When you do something willingly, it's not so much as... To others, it's seen as a sacrifice. But I was willing to sleep on a couch for years so all my money could go. I ride the bus wherever I go to get to these soldiers, to get to interviews. And we need your support.
yeah, please contribute to this effort. Be a part of it. Be the power team of Michael. Help him, you know, because if you help him, you become a part of it. And in the Bible, they're saying if you share the part of the burden of the mitzvah, of the good deed, you have the rights to receive the blessing of it too.
Right.
So help him be the blessing that he can. He needs more power, he needs more Hershey bars, and he needs support. We need sponsorship, we need people to come and bless Israel together.
God so bless. If you want to give to Insight to Israel, just send me an email at mgano, G-A-N-O-E, at insighttoisrael.com. And we certainly would appreciate that. Listen, thank you, Orly, for being on the show. It was great stuff, very informative, some stuff we need to hear from an Israeli, American Israeli.
Yes.
And God bless the Patriot Conservatives, the Christians that stand for truth in the United States of America. And God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.
And go, go Republicans.
Thank you, Orly.
Bye, sweetie.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes.